Hey, what's everyone? What's up, everyone? It's Tim Pichot, and today just wanted to do a quick video. I posted a meme today that just showed, you know, never forget on 9/10/2001 that the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, admitted that we had lost track of about $2.3 million worth of transactions, not to be confused with dollars, because transactions would probably mean that there was not a total of 2.3 trillion missing, but it was probably a number less than that, but still, it was a very big number. Now, on the very next day, what happened was obviously 9/11, and I didn't make any connection saying one happened because of the other. I was just making a meme saying, hey, you know, for what it's worth, the government said that we were missing $2.3 trillion the day before 9/11 happened, and we should probably remember this, which then had a lot of negative backlash, you know, as I expected, because people are snowflakes on the right too. And anyways, here's a video of Donald Rumsfeld actually admitting what happened the day before 9/11. So let me flip my camera around.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion, with a T.
Okay. And really, the only reason I'm making this now is because all the snowflakes, you got all pissed off at what I was writing, you know, couldn't handle this truth. But I'm about to dump a lot more truth on you, because there were some other financial discrepancies that happened the week of 9/11. Most particularly, you've got United Airlines stock. There was 90 times the amount of volume, 90 times the amount of their put to call ratio, meaning that people were basically betting on American Airlines stock plummeting, and people were also betting on United Airlines stock plummeting just the days before 9/11. So we've got, you know, on September 6th, on September 7th, and even the 3 days before the Trade Center happened, Bloomberg had reported that there was 285 times the amount of put options that were volume that was purchased that day. So 285 times. So again, I'm going to flip back over to a whiteboard. So if a normal put to call ratio is going to be about 0.8. So on that particularly, so let's say, you know, the normal put to call is going to be somewhere around here. But then right before 9/11, you've got 25 fucking times the amount of put options were put on relative to the call options. So people that were betting, making huge bets that the stock value would go down. And Bloomberg even reported that the volume, so not to be confused with put to call ratio, but the volume was 285 times usual. But wait, it actually gets a lot crazier, because then you're probably thinking, oh, well, you know, some people probably heard some chatter and they made some guesses, or some people got lucky, or, you know, all these other ways to try to, you know, downplay what's really going on. But what they don't realize is, so let's take a look at what company was behind this. So it was actually Deutsche Bank who had placed the purchases, but it was a unit of Deutsche Bank from a company that was previously called Alex Brown. Now, Alex Brown, if you take a look at who their former CEO was, Buzzy Krongard. Buzzy Krongard had a position, his position the morning of 9/11 was acting CIA director of the Central Intelligence Agency. So the acting director of the Central Intelligence Agency's former company placed put options that would have netted them $9 million fucking dollars because of planes flying into the World Trade Center. So I'm not saying it never happened or people didn't die, but what I am saying is that people were given advanced knowledge, enough so that they would make gigantic wagers that were 285 times normal, and then I'm not even allowed to point that out, and oh, all of a sudden I'm not a patriot or I don't care. Well, fuck you for everyone saying that I don't care. I was actually living in upstate New York when this happened, and they thought my bus had fucking anthrax on it, and I had to go sit quarantined off in another room so for an entire day. So it's not like I'm sitting around thinking like, oh, this is so funny, you know, posting this stuff to put some holes in 9/11. But the fact of the matter is, the CIA director's former firm placed a $10 million bet, betting that American and United Airlines stock would go down out of the blue. That was 285 times normal than what you'd expect for the day. And I'm just supposed to sit here not allowed to mentioning that. So I hope this video gets shared. I'm not doing this, you know, to piss people off, because this is obviously, you know, it's easier for me to play, you know, the Trump patriot angle and not bring up any of this stuff. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of stuff that was going on. And actually, if you listen to what Donald Trump said the morning of 9/11, he was actually talking about how it was more than likely bombs that had to help bring down the towers. And again, I'm not saying planes didn't fly into there, or not saying people didn't die, or not saying like we shouldn't remember the lives of the people that were lost. What I am saying is there's great discrepancies that need to be investigated. And, you know, because as someone that understands finance, I know that that's way too much much of a coincidence to be going on. Anyways, I gotta go pick up my daughters now. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.